Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Here's our drive moment. Oh, this one brings back a lot of memories for me. Growing up in Meadowlands, in Dofire, where money was scarce, even when we moved to Pimville, times were tough. So, when you were growing up, what everyday item or experience did you believe was a sign of wealth or privilege? I mean, South Africa has the highest inequality rate in the world, according to the World Bank 2022 survey. Also, Stats SA shows that in the 1990s, only 58% of households had a fridge and less than half had a car. For many kids, these basic defined rich families. And also owning a DSTV or a color TV was a huge childhood status symbol. Today, it's normal. But in the 90s, only a minority had access. Remember, I told you about the Heidi story. Heidi. Yeah. Like, I used to watch it from a friend's house, but outside the house.
Sure.
At the gate.
Peeping, basically.
Yeah. And how I grew up at home, we had a black and white TV, which did not use electricity. I used to... There was no electricity. Khomotso, when I tell you things you don't remember, remember?
Oh, yeah, you were changing a battery.
Yes, so there was... Yeah, we had no electricity.
So the TV had a battery?
The TV used...
The car battery.
The car battery was used to...
To power the TV.
To power the TV, yes.
Yeah, to power the TV.
Okay, I thought the TV nicking a page.
Sorry. Do not be distracted, Kaya family. We already know her. She's not okay. So, one thing that I can remember, because they're going back to the 90s, I can easily take you to the 80s, right? Where we all thought, because I know my mother used to work, used to be a helper for a family in Greenside. It was a Greek family. And they had they had a phone, a landline. And I always thought, you need to be a millionaire
to have a landline.
To have a landline.
Really?
Yes, Khomotso. I always thought, let alone electricity. There was no electricity. The only electricity that we had, I remember in Meadowlands, were those lights in the streets.
The uphold.
Yeah, because so that the police, when they come in the hood, they can see clearly. But the houses did not have electricity. So a phone for me was a big thing. I remember that when they came to install a landline in my house, it was such a big hoo-ha.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Growing up, someone...
Yes.
That item that I thought, Lomunto Fagele Urish, gold watch. You see Hotman wearing a gold watch, in your mind, this person is rich. And we grew up thinking, everyone who's on TV, I don't care what they're doing on TV, Khomotso. A see on TV, they're rich.
Rich.
You have made it in life.
Even now.
Even now.
Guys,
we are not
rich.
I was just tell that way. Zama leather print. Not everyone had a leather jacket.
Yeah.
If you had a leather jacket,
it was a big deal.
Let alone leather trousers.
Yeah.
No, you have made it.
It makes sense. I mean, even your dad couldn't let go of his jacket elevitihile because it was
has nothing to do with my family, Joe.
Even the big windows.
Yes, big windows were wealth.
Ken.
I remember,
big windows were wealth.
Yes. Because I remember my mother once said to me, we need big windows. Gary, why? Because the neighbors had big windows. I'm like, we actually don't need it. We can invest this money, do something much better with the money.
Pyjamas, Glenn.
Yeah.
Silk pyjamas.
Yeah.
But umtholi sister I busy shanyeli bala ngama pyjama silk.
So things or items, if we stick to clothing items, Kavela, Rosemora, Egna. I thought those people
have made it.
Swimming in money. I mean, back then, a Kavela was maybe 1.5.
Dow.
Mamela, neki fila handle horu. Kona mto kona ureka seta sa 1,000 something. They must have so much money.
Yeah.
Because it makes no sense. Ureka seta sa 1 point. Usna chelet. So all those items were dressed by very wealthy people, at least in my eyes. And ditlabata kukasi would wear them. And they were flowing in money. Flowing in money. Fruit shirt.
Lama fruit.
If you had fruit shirt and Fruit trousers. No lingangar.
0636880959 Drive 959 on a Friday afternoon. When you were growing up, what everyday item or experience did you believe was a sign of wealth or privilege? 21 minutes past four.
I grew up in Orlando West at my grandmother's house. Mm. And we did have the, remember the Mnet decoder?
Yeah.
I think it was 300 rand a month. And we were the only house that had it. Mm. And it, some kids thought we were rich. But then there was this one boy down the road. They used to have a shop. So we used to call him Butma Sweetie, Butma Lisa. Because, you know, whenever he hits on the girls, he'll give us maybe mayo or sweets or chips. And we thought they were so rich. It's the weirdest thing. This is like in the late
80s, early 90s. I mean, I want to clean. I want to load it. Don't talk about the round. No man can ask you about the round. I'm a Christmas pillar. I'm going to
make a Christmas. I'm going to sell a little bit of a slice and a slice. I'm going to reach.
So this other one about this boy who was a cheese boy, the family had a spaza shop. That's the reason why black business never lasts.
How about two?
Because the kids would take whether stock. It's money or stock and give it to friends, and then the business crumbles. Very good example.
But these spaza shop kids were definitely the rich kids.
They were rich.
Either were the rich kids in the hood. Definitely the rich.
The businesses
kids.
Are gone.
Clearly, we're trying to have a pleasant conversation.
But it's the truth.
Green Dow, Etixema Pananin, it was a spaza shop. Like, they were rich, and it was a forum, but. To come and bring bread or be rich.
You'll never hear an Asian boy Never.
You want some sweets?
Never. It doesn't happen. But
it has happened.
No, it does not.
Where? Hey, we're talking. Tell us. We're talking.
And is
I'm a rich.
If the guy liked you, especially the tall guys, but it says
you dated.
I didn't date him, but he would bribe me with fish that has masala because he really liked me. Momo, king of like a corner in Oriental, Fortsburg.
Bosuga,
no,
Fortsburg for fish.
No, benga suge tube. If I'm passing by Fortsburg,
a touch.
Yeah, no,
a touch is a move.
Like
share your voice note now.
063-688-0959.
Drive moment, when you were growing up, what everyday item or experience did you believe was a sign of wealth or privilege? Like going to a restaurant. Because to us, we didn't know stuff about going to a restaurant and eat. I remember when I got my first job, the first thing that I did, I went to Wimpy or Carlton Center to go and have lunch. Yeah. And I went to the movies. I remember while I was there at Wimpy, this girl comes. She was sitting on another table. Then she comes to my table. She says, I've never deep proof. And then next she says, can I come sit with you? Never.
Oh, you didn't?
Never.
Why? She was. So why didn't you?
I can say mini skirt. Like where? Not today.
Hey, you better miss skirt today.
Gary, ngati KG, ngati we with a straight face. Got.
Was enjoying it being PR.
I'm alone.
Okay. What a weirdo.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
To me, it was like when at your house there was a car and a garage. It was like a TV, really. When we used to go and gather in one house to watch TV.
Yo, guys, Tina, we were within when my grandparents had their house that had a wall-to-wall carpet, all the rooms with built-in cupboards. Yo, not wardrobes. built-in cupboards we were within. Yo, in my eyes, I was like, I see rich.
Like, not me thinking, hore, people, ba nebareka, nebareka, ladi, take five, go high. You know those 5 liter juices, take five. I used to think, yo, kamo ba rich, kasi rna ko high, nere no, tela, wana di cordial mix. Ah, hore, tosho bread, brandy. Hey! Jesus.
Yabona if ngenkathi zethu intwana beyine PS2 akwazi ukuthi intwana on gibo bamnandi PlayStation 2
yo we there was a Khrutmane Kaslama to Prachabo. Prachabo would make us watch ama film ay 3 50 cent lalela tlenzito bakuvala ikela besazo you need 50 cent to watch three movies. That's how I know old school movies about kickboxer and all those. Opera Chabo bega rich. We have an TV and cool cars.
Because I know, like you're saying, I mean,
Nana Lily videotape.
Yeah, because of video play.
It sounds crazy, but yeah, I remember there was one family got left sprayty. They used to charge kids to watch their TV.
And Opera Chabo made a having as good to when Zane mean, because like so, if Roya would come back from work around 5, Tina at 9 a.m., Opera Chabo is playing the first movie. 50 cent khomotso
ka 9 a.m. Nijile na komang
ujang ngoba sivuke senzadla ngo 6:30 khomotso this is a once off thing. The schools are closed. These are school holidays, so if you are on a 50 cent even the parents are happy kuthi you're not in front of them because ukudla kuyaseveka. We were there. Prachabo had a big TV, had a video cassette, had videos. I want to video.
Yeah.
He had all of them.
VHS.
VHS out jam. It was one of the few workers that had those.
Sure.
Yo. Room divider and a color TV and a VCR. You were swimming in money in the 90s. If you had this, we took you for a millionaire.
I tell him that I believed Urich. Actually, I think Jeman cool like your doers on a pena one. If horse, ne beef, you know, beef, the corned beef, your bull brand, Max Louis beef, you know, you made it in life. Then it is your guam's good. Man, chinchy for some fire. Man, chinchy for some fire. Yeah, man, you think there are six who are being in the bazaluch. Hey, I'm going to loot in Jagas. I'm going to carry it in a machine.
They hit me with an avocado, man.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Omoto and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.